This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目解答广大听众在学英语时遇到的难题和疑问。本期节目的问题来自一位网友，问题由我来代读。你好，我对 seem 的用法一直有缺漏，有混淆，希望能出一期详细讲解，谢谢。这位网友想知道单词 seem 有哪些用法。首先 ，seem 永远是动词，意思是似乎、好像或看来，但它在句子中的用法有很多。下面就来看一看 seem 在不同句子结构中的用法。先来看 seem 后接形容词的用法。seem 后的形容词既可以是原级，如 tired 累了 ，seem tired， 也可以是比较级，如better 更好的 ，seem better， 还可以是由副词修饰的形容词，如 particularly happy， seem particularly happy。分别听三个使用了这类结构的例句。
We should go. My daughter seems tired. Have you recovered from your cold? You seem better. Connor just left, and he didn't seem particularly happy.
当 seem 后面跟形容词时 ，seem 和形容词之间可能会出现 to be。这里 to be 是可以省略的，且不改变句子的整体含义。它只是用来让说话人与所提出的假设保持一定的距离，突出了不确定。听一听前面的三个例句。这次例句中的 seem 和形容词之间出现了 to be。
We should go. My daughter seems to be tired. Have you recovered from your cold? You seem to be better. Connor just left and he didn't seem to be particularly happy.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
现在大家了解了 seem 和形容词搭配时的两种结构。但 seem 还有其他的用法，我们还可以在 seem 和形容词之间使用 as if, as though 或 like， 与前面讲的 to be 一样，这些附加词并不改变句子的基本含义，而是用来暗示说话人不太确定自己所说的话。记住 seem as if, seem as though 以及 seem like后要加上主语和系动词 be， 再加形容词。请听例句。
Have you recovered from your cold? You seem as if you're better. You seem as though you're better. You seem like you're better.
接下来再看 seem 后接 to 加上动词或动词搭配的用法。第一种是 seem 接不定式 to do。如 seem to know， 第二种是改变 seem to 后面的时态。要想谈论此时此刻发生的事情，可以用现在进行时 be doing， 如 seem to be taking。第三种是谈论过去某个不确定的时间发生的事情，可以在 seem to 后加上现在完成时，如 seem to have forgotten。听三个例句。
Why don't we ask Dom? He seems to know more than anyone else. They seem to be taking a long time. Where are they? Lucy seems to have forgotten about our meeting.
Seem 的另一个常见用法是句子以 it seems 开头。当不想让自己对某件事情的评价听上去像是指责或批评时，就用这个句式谈论对事情的整体看法，意思接近汉语里的看来。 It seems 的后面可接 that， 也可以省略，但 it seems 后面必须要跟从句。听两个使用了这类句式的例句。
It seems that Peter can't come for dinner tomorrow. It seems we've run out of milk. Shall I get some?
最后再来介绍 seem 的一个用法，那就是在句子的后半部分使用它。这时 seem 通常放在 as 或 not all 的后面。我们在想表现神秘感、悬念或强调情况比看上去更复杂的时候使用这个结构。在这类用法中，句子通常以单词 things 开头，泛指一般情况。听三个例句。
My grandfather always says, things are rarely as they seem. Everyone thought they were the perfect couple before they broke up. Things are never as they seem. It's a great book. You think you know who committed the crime, but you soon realize things aren't all they seem.
总结一下，单词 seem 的用法很多，但它本身的含义不变。表示似乎、好像、看上去 ，seem 用在不同的结构中，为说话人想要表达的内容提供更多的背景信息。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English